We're continuing now with David Shesh Matirin. Okay. So last thing we had was Klisha Nasa Biblias Isa. This is Kuf Bey Sif Gimel. Klisha Nasa Biblias Isa, Shinis Arev Vacherim, the Einu Nika, Bottle Belov, the Ein Dananoso Kadavashesh Matirin. So this is the coin to the Mechaba. This is not, you know, if Kli gets mixed up with other Kain, that's not called the Dov Shesh Matirin. For which reason? Because one can say it's not a Dov Shesh Matirin simply because there's no Matir really through the Hagola. Namely, the Hagola, right, it just extracts the Blias Isha that's been absorbed into the Kli. But it's not Matir that Bli, it just eliminates it. So that's not called a Dov Shesh. One would think that's not called a Dov Shesh Matirin. And that's what the Mechaber says. However, the Ramah says, Lefisha Tzorach Lahotzi Olav Hotzos Lahagilo, the Chol Kiyotzi Bezeh. The Ramah gives a technical reason why, namely because Dov Shesh Matirin seems, especially learn like Rashi says, Kemish Tachlan Reisa, Tachlan Beheta, you know, why rely on Bittel? You can, while you're lying this hefty, you can just wait a day and it'll be easily taken care of, like the most classical case that the Gemara is, namely Nolad or Muksa. It'll become Mutter by itself. So that's not called Dov Shesh Matirin. Right? So the Ramos says that really this would be a Dov Shesh Matirin Hagol, because the Kli is also now, you could really kasher it. The only trouble is kashering is a tircha. You have to pay for the money, for the labor, you have to pay for the water. Looks talking about, I guess, a place where water is not so trivial. It's not to mention you just get out of a faucet, like, you know, like nowadays. So that's why it would be conceptually a Dov Shesh Matirin, according to Ramah, as opposed to the Mechaber. So let's just read what the Shach says about this. So the Shach calls, this is Ois Ches in the Shach, Kli Lefisha Tzorach Lotzila, right? Kosev Mahashal, the Lo Haya Tzorach Lezehatam, Shal Pizema Osav, Ki Belav Hachinami came to Lo Boha Heta, Memela, Mikoch Zman, Lo Choshev Dovashish Matir. Right? So this is really what the Mahashal is saying, that the Ramah says the reason it's not a Dovashish Matir is because you need the tircha and so on, and then pizimo osav. Wow, I never saw that before. I've seen the picture, but I didn't see it hanging.
Is there anything in that picture?
No, that's before my time.
Can they put it here because it's in the room?
This is this room, probably. This was before they moved to the other building. When I was the Rosh Hashanah. No, when I was in the Rav Shir, he was on the third floor. Then he moved to the fourth floor. He was on first 30, whatever the number was. And when he went to the left, the extreme room on the right side.
How are you?
Hi.
What time is it be finishing?
Do you give a shir in here?
No, I want to talk to him for 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm not going
to
really have time today.
I have to go to
City Field.
I'll walk down the block, whatever.
Oh, okay. So I'll be finished in an hour.
Great. Okay.
Okay. He gave him 301, and then he moved up to the fourth floor. I don't think that room exists anymore because they made offices out of it. No, it's interesting that they put high in that picture. That was a good idea. I listen to Shir in this room sometimes. So of one time, just usually he gave, you know, in the other building, but the other building was closed. Like, we got closed out today, so he had to give over here. And it was Thanksgiving, and he said he's going to give an early shir because he has to get back to Boston for Thanksgiving dinner. He didn't hope for a Moshe Tshuva, right? You know, the one who first declared Thanksgiving was, as you know, Abraham Lincoln. So this was in. It was the first Thanksgiving, that November 1863, after the Battle of Gettysburg on July 4th and Vicksburg. You know, for that, there was a woman who always lobbied, but anyhow, So they were interviewing me about it, and they asked me, do I have a Thanksgiving dinner? And I said, who am I to disagree with Lincoln and Rabbi Soloveitchik? Okay, so what the Maharshal is saying is that the simple, you know, the Shach is going to deal with this Maharshal, but what the Maharshal is saying, this is not called a Dovashir Shmatirin. Dovashir Shmatirin is when it happens with, you know, like especially with Rashi, it's a trivial thing to do, right? And it happens, you know, by itself, right? So the Shach says, "Lavadati l'sof daito." So the Shach says, you know, just technically what the Maharshal says, because Maharshal says Dovashesh Matirin is like Muksa, right? What happened by itself. Well, this is not by itself, because there are other Dovashesh Matirins, namely Shvua, right? Or Neder is considered a Dovashesh Matirin, the Maharshal says, because you can be Shoyal on the Neder. It doesn't happen by itself. You have to be Shoyal on the Neder. Could go on the dome of Chai Gavna.
Does everybody see that as a really happy Mimela, because you still need the rug to be mat, like, I know it's a circuit.
That's clear. That's what the Shach's tie. It's not Mimela.
He doesn't hold of that.
No, he's saying the Mashal says,
right,
that by Hechshi Kemel is not Dovashir, because it's not Mamela, as opposed to Muksa, which is just as Man does it. So the Shach says, but that's not so, because Neder is called a Dovashir Shmatir, and it doesn't happen by itself. You need the Chochem to be Matir. It's not just as Man that's Matir.
So what I'm saying, the Shach doesn't agree to
He's saying with the Maharshal.
Let's say that it has to be Mamela or because Man, meaning that he doesn't agree with that Tanakh.
The way he phrases by itself, the Maharshal is inadequate, because it's not true that it's only Zman, because we see there are other factors as well. You know, certain things are just Zman. For example, Chodesh is considered a Dovashir Shmatirin, because comes Pesach and becomes Mutter, right?
Right.
So that's a Dovashir Shmatirin. Muksa is a Dovashir Shmatirin. But he says that's not the only kind of Dovashir Shmatirin. So if your tain is, well, Hech Shekem is not Dovashir Shmatirin, because it doesn't happen Mamela, well, Nedu also doesn't happen Mamela. That's the Shach's tain. So let's continue the Shach. So he gives a different reason, because this is called Nika Issa. Because, for example, let's say there was an Issa, something got mixed in with something else, and you could be Masan in it, you could sift it out, or, sort it out.
Filtering?
That was the word I was looking for. Right. Me and Trump, we both don't have filters. Right? So, you can filter it out. So that's like Nikra Issa. Sheherech u'maharil b'tshuva simen kuf tzadi dalet choli kein aharashbar tehotzor lahagilo hershet muvatu u'kudachasvinu perkazo. This thing that the Ramor quotes is a Rashba. And the Rashba says it's because, you know, you have to have a source. So he asks, that's not called, you know, kashering the kli. What's the expense? It's trivial. The water is trivial. And he asks, that the law says in Bar Metzia that Maaseh Sheni, if it gets mixed up with other things, it's called a Dovashesh Matirin, it's not bottle, because it's, since you can eat it, take Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim, well, eating it in Yerushalayim is not trivial. And it costs money, the trip to Yerushalayim. Ayin Sham, V'yesh lochus l'dvarav b'makom she'ein hefsid meruba. Right? And therefore, you should be choshes for the Rashba, and it shouldn't be bottle b'makom hefsid meruba, but these are the tainus. V'gam nirali she'yesh lasos ha'kelem ad shelo yiu b'nei yom da'as shavrim min ha'torah. And so he says, just one thing you should do, even the Malcolm Hefsid, because since according to the Rashba, it's a Dovashesh Matirin, it's not bottle, at least wait, right? By the way, if it's Dov Shesh Matirin, it's not bottled, it's only Midrabanan. But if it's Nikra Issa, because you, the other time, because if you could do Hagola, then it's not bottled with the Raisa. Right?
Machlokas had to read the Ramah in Sadi Ches when you have the Maim Sodernim ability to take out the fat. So, over there, it says it's, you know, Makiro Havi. So is that like there's different ways that I want to read it? Is it derisa or derabana?
All right, okay, but lechayv if it's nika, I mean, it depends how nika it is. So that's the shayla you're saying in achoran and whether that's good.
Marsha says derisa, but I think others
say it's only derabana.
Yeah, even though.
Okay, so again, like you're right. So maybe this would depend on that as well, because then it would be like nika isa. I'm just saying, he seems to say that you should wait, because it, but if you didn't wait to make an Einu Ben Yom, then it wouldn't be Shorim in HaTorah. And the Shach is Mashman, that's a Din D'Oraisa we're playing with here, right? To write to your Kilim Mashor. Unless he means that at least get rid of, you know, that's the Poshid reading. It's from the Shach sounds like that it would be called Nikar Yisuf, because otherwise, if it's just Dov Shesh Matin, Dov Shesh Matin, it's only Drabonim. The kachkos v'sof tshuvas masa bin yomin ela dekosho sham dahainu davka lishtamish ben bechlal yachad al befnei atzma olo dekem deiket to teleka ela taima lo havidoshish matirin ayin sham ulefi anis daite dafil bechol echad befnei atzma osa lishtamish bo acha me'es la'es deha ha'vashba v'ha'tur lo kosu d'lo ha'vidoshesh matim elem ishum shetoch l'holtzi alav hotzols v'chai gavna d'yesh lo matim min ha'toira b'lo shum hotzols. You know, if you're just relying on what? On just this man, namely because it's neni ben yomo, so there's no hotzols, so then comes the regular doshesh matim v'osu gan l'kam and sof cotton tes he'lesi d'gam tamil lo bottle. Ubitshuvas ibn Lev pasuk the kara shel cholov shenis av bekara shel basa lo bottle below the kevin the habi shelo bemino vekulon asul. Right, so the difference is it won't be bottle below. You'd need shishim. Vekvatosav alav habach vegam mashe hichme habach lahasukli echad lachuma bi'alma kamoshenog maram gabichtichus akal shana lo domi do. The whole kol ha'poskim is kim l'kamen simen kuf tes the ain't zoch l'hasa afil bechticha u'maharam the oved hachi haksid ma'avi time the tzad v'tam l'chochem haya u'machm sh'ani v'derech k'nai she'is damen achilles isa l'piv u'meviu beis yosef b'simen kuf tes v'zol lo shaykh b'keilu mikom ha'kem d'lek ha'pseida yesh l'hachm k'divi ha'bach v'dok. So yeah.
The Taz over here says that a person shouldn't leave it in their house all the time. Does there anything? He's more mafia than the shop. Do we need to be kosher for the Taz?
You shouldn't leave.
He says in the middle, he says, in the Kamakom near the Afal Pisha Mutzele Shamar, who called Kayla Mayla Ocean is Arbu, Ain Lashosim Zman Maruba, Elen Kin Yashir Kulam Ben Safi.
Right. No, even though B'diyev, you know, Alkein voilo lahach shekulam misofa kachnel yestaiti. And the Taz is for a different reason. He's saying because, but if we hold like the rush that you can eat all of them bevasachas, then the Taz wouldn't have a problem. He's saying be machmer like those who say you can't eat all three bevasachas, which is again not a double pasha, because the Ramor later on seems to pass in like that rush, because the afilu bishlam kulam biyachad is mutter. And the going, you know, relates it to that rush. I'm not sure why the Taz says, I mean, if you hold like that rush, It's a shach, right?
It also sounds like he's holding the Raj was deraisa, because if it would be derabanan, then you have a chash derabanan to derabanan.
Right. Sounds like a derash.
So the shach says the Raj was derabanan. Could be why he doesn't hold it.
Right. Maybe.
So
the shach says it's drabanan.
The fact that you can't them all b'vas achas.
Oh, that by Yom Shriyavish, right?
Yeah, so maybe that's why he says that wait till they're not b'nei Oman and then you're fine. Even if
if it was only shach drabanan, he shouldn't. I just have to be mafim so much, right? But also it seems it's not so clear that how he paskins. I mean, the Amortiyem seems to pass it. The Goyen seems to hold like that. Like the Rush, right? Because Bishon couldn't be achad. You can eat all of them. Not like that Rashba. So a few things I want to just talk about in terms of this halacha. So, I mean, one thing we would have said, the simple answer, which is not really completely articulated in the Shach, why this is not a Dovah Shesh Matirin, the simple answer is that Kalim, a Blia in Kalim, is not a Dovah Shesh Matirin. Why? Because Dovah Shesh Matirin means, I mean, this could depend on the Rashi and the Ran maybe, but Dovah Shesh Matirin means that that which is Osa, I can be Mata that Isa, right? Either I can be Mata through Shaila, or the Isa will come Mutta completely, like Muksa after Shabbos is Mutta, right? But in the case of Bliya's Kalim, offhand, you're not Mata the Isa at all. All you're doing is separating through Hagola. You're extracting the Issa, right, from the Kli. But the Issa remains, Bimkomo, right? You just separated the two. So it's not really a Dovah Shesh Matirin. And to begin with, it's a Chiddush that this is called a Dovah Shesh Matirin. So it could be there are two kinds, maybe. And so that issue may have been that definition might depend on it might depend on Rashi and the Ran. Because according to the Ran, that the loch is because it's since it's oimid leheta, it's like what? Heta beheta min bimino. So then that means that the etzim isa becomes mutter. Right? But if the loch of Dovah Shesh Matirin is what? Is, like Rashi, kemshe tochlene be, beisa tochlene beheta, who cares whether the etzim isa becomes? If without difficulty, right, it becomes mutter, right? Because you can do Hagola, or because it becomes an Enim Ben Yomo, then that can still be subsumed under Dovah Shesh Matirin. But the fundamental question is that this is not a Dovah Shesh Matirin, because the Bliya, while is not becoming Mutter, it's just that you're separating it. And still, the Rashba were not for these practical questions that he asked, that it's difficult to do and so on, still considers it what? A Dovah Shesh Matirin. Right? If were it not for this, it would be a Dovah Shesh Matirin. So I heard from the Rav, I remember he said that maybe the Ramah is dealing with two types of Dovah Shesh Matirin. One kind of Dovah Shesh Matirin is Riyamatad Etzim Isa. And in that case, because the Marshal, was it the Marshal who asked, the Shach asked, well, what about Maisa Sheni? Gives him the Ma'aril that he quotes in the Tshuva, Cholikin HaRashba, Ta'otzol HaGil HaHefzid Mu'ud, U'Kechashvinu Perek HaZov, Ma'aser Sheni Yesh Lo Matirim, Ayidei Halol Yerushalayim, even though Halol Yerushalayim is a bigger tircha and more expensive than just kashrin the kli with some water. So the Rav said, but maybe there's a difference between the two. One kind of Dovah Shesh Matirin is namely Halol Yerushalayim, which matter the etzim isa. There's an isa of eating Maaser Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim lo sucha lechol b'shavecha. So when I take Yerushalayim, on the contrary, I'm a mekayem mitzvah. So that is permitted to do. That is a davar sheyesh matir, because it's makter the isa. However, hagola, which is not matter the isa, just separates the isa and the kli. So then if it's a tircha, you know, that's a davar sheyesh matir, so to speak. That it's just because of practical considerations, it makes it a davar sheyesh matir. So that kind of a davar sheyesh matir is gauged by the practical. Consider, is it really so practical? Because the hatzos that are involved and there's a tirch and so on. So the two halachs and davar sheyesh matir. I was thinking, by the way, in terms of the mashal, there's another possible answer that you give about halo. He asks, you know, the ma'aril, not the mashal, excuse me, the ma'aril that the shach quotes, that what about halo yishalayim, see that these things don't count. What would you have answered to that? What would you have answered?
I mean, this is kind of reversed again. But somebody shouldn't say that Mitzvah says in the Gemara that it's a case where you just left Yerushalayim. So it's true right there, so there's no chesed. That's how they explain the Gemara being that, like, it's like a chesed in Mitzvah Sheni.
Uh-huh. But what would you have said?
I don't know.
This is what I would have said. I would have said like this. Halol Yerushalayim, we don't consider that a tircha. Because it's mitzvah b'kach, you mekayim the mitzvah, so that's not a tircha. You can't say, you know, it's not a davar sheyesh matir when there's a mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim. That's what I would have thought. Anyhow, but the Ma'aril wasn't such a Zionist, I don't know, but he didn't say that. What? So, look in the Pisrei Tshuva. There's an interesting Pisrei Tshuva here about Neder. You know, Neder is a davar sheyesh matirin. So you see, I mean, how can the Maal Shach say, because it comes automatically by itself, the Shach is bothered by that and said, but that's not true. Because we know there's kinds of davar sheyesh that don't come automatically by themselves. Namely, Neder, right? So what does he answer? Ein b'tshuva tzemach tzedek, simen samach tes, the Beitzes Trefer, Shinolda Beyontov, Vinis Ava, Vedan Hashoyel, Tlohavi Dovashish Matirin. Kevdigam Acha Yontov, Lo Yea Heta Below Bittel. Mikoach Trefus. Vahuzal Cholik Olav, Dimikomakom, Vada Shiovil de Heta Xas, Tlacha Yontov, Distalak Isa, Hakolo, the Hainu Neulet. What if it's a double Isa? It's a shaila, it's a trefa, you know, it's nolab and a trefa, and it's also muksa, it's noilab. So is that a davar sheyesh matir? Because at the end, as the Isa trefa, it's not to be mutter afterwards. Yeah, but the Isa muksa will come off. So the mixes will come off, and therefore it is a davar sheyesh matir. And I say, no, it's not a davar sheyesh matir, therefore the whole thing will be bottled. V'chomar de efshel mevid, Behet Abdin and Ayin Sham, Vachain Hiskimu Hapi Chodesh, Vaha Minchas Yaakov Esum, Vayin Pi Megodim, Shikos de Huadin, Vimi Shamakonim Alai, Achilis Bosso Nevela, Zu, Vinis Ava, the Isa Neda Havid Al Koponim Dovashish Matirin, Velo Bottle, Af Beshishim, the Yeshloman, the Isa Neda Lochal Klau, Kem de lo havi bekoilo mikomakom kos beis isun yesh el daha ein isachal isa hanalilko shtayim. Right. So first of all, you see, in terms of the lomdus, we're going to talk about this later on. But in isachal isa, what's the pshat? He says, is isachal isa mean it's not chal at all? Oh no, it's chal. It's just a ptur malchus. Right. So he's saying, if I took a neder on a nevela, it's an isa. Because it's also an isa nevela, and then he says, no, there is an isa nevela, it's not chal. The proof, by the way, Achwenin talk a lot about this. We're going to get to in Basa B'cholav when we talk about Basa B'cholav by if you took nevela and you cook Basa B'cholav, right? Is isa Basa B'cholav chal on that? Right, there's a famous ramen, the crude on the floor, and discussion of halacha we paskin like. but so, but he see, he has the shiler. It's maybe it's only to Malkus. What many achronim quote the Gemara by Yevamis. The Gemara says that if a person was over, there's a lacha ain't kovim tzaddik eitz alasha, a lacha that's observed mainly in the beach nowadays. But anyhow, ain't kovim tzaddik eitz alasha, and the Gemara says, but what if a person, one person violated one isa, right, and another person violated two, so the one who violated two is the one who violated one relative to the other one is what do you call it, is a tzaddik eitz alasha relatively. So you see in Moshe what happens if one violated an isa, one isa, and the other was violated another one, but there was isa chalalisa. So I mean, and for any sechalalisa, so the Moshe says still nafkimil gavi nikba ben, he's still considered a bigger rasha. So you see offhand that the second one is chal. So that's what the Chonot calls. Maybe it's only the sibasa isa, not the actual chaloisa isa. Right, hainu inami mikri dovshesh matirin ayin sham va'ayin betshuvas rabenu akivya ega shenishal al din zev v'vacha. Not the Dvar Mitzvah, imke lo havi klal davishim. Kivega is super good about this. He says, why is it that neder is a davishim matirin? Because you can be shoyal on it. And on the contrary, mitzvah le tshuli alav, because what says, kol anoida kilu bono boma. So therefore it's a davishim matirin, because it's omid lehetta also, because there's a mitzvah le tshuli, he says. But here if I took a neder on what? A nevela, that's a mitzvah l'kaimis a mitzvah, ned l'kaimis a mitzvah in a sense, because it's you're doing it not to eat nevela, and you shouldn't eat nevela. So maybe there's no mitzvah l'tshulei, and if there's no mitzvah l'tshulei, even though there's a possibility l'tshulei, that's not called a davashesh lo matirin. Presentan l'safik im neimah de mikom makom kem da hashta the poki is a nevela ayi de bittel. Yesh mitzvah litzulei the havi davashesh matirin or kevin the low mikri davashesh matirin vach mikor chabitl memele nispat bakulo umuta. Right, so Kivegas Masupik, the only reason, if it were just on a piece of nevela, it wouldn't be davashesh matirin because there's no mitzvah litzulei. But not, once it's bottle, so it's, you're not eating nevela because it's bottle, but it's only reason it's not mitzvah litzulei and the nevela is because of the bittle. Does that make it mitzvah litzulei or not mitzvah litzulei? Is it still called, you know, omed leheta?
Are we saying that the mitzvah litzulei makes it mamilo?
No, he's not answering the
meaning omed leheta.
Right.
What does it mean to be? What's the suffix? The suffix is, we know for a fact nedarim has to be mitzvah litzulei to make it omed leheta to be mamilo. But the question is, by an Avera, is there a mitzvah l'tshulei? Is that the way he's formulating? Because if that's
I'm not sure. It could, you know, that's one of two ways you can learn. I mean, it's making a good point. You know, is it because since it's mitzvah l'tshulei, it's like, since you have to do it, so it's like memela?
That's what I was saying.
Because you know, it's not exactly right. That's, I actually didn't think of that shot. That's a good shot. Because it's also, then it's relevant what he's talking about here. This piece of tune to what, you know, the tain and the shach. But
because at Shua earlier when we were learning this, Shua wanted to kind of that mitzvah l'tshulei. Maybe I'm getting this wrong, but that makes it not. It makes it, since it's not biyadi to get my neder off, but since there's a mitzvah for the rav to do it, so then it becomes a davar shesh matirin because it's a mitzvah.
Rav says that the two things that you can have is either that it's biyadah or that it's mela. Like in chess, that biyadah makes it
mela. Right.
Here
it's not
biyadah
because after
a
while, if it's a mitzvah for them to find a
pislon,
then
right.
You
right.
Get it like it's biyadah.
Right, okay, good.
So I'm not sure if which
right.
side, Ricky Vager.
I don't know that it makes a difference, Ricky Vager. You know, Ricky Vager's just saying whatever mitzvah lechuli does, whether
it
makes.
Does, right, whatever.
But it, this is not if it's, it's, if it's an Issa, it's not mitzvah lechuli. Now he has a shaila. What if it's. It, the reason, but now it's not the whole mitzvah, there's no mitzvah lechuli because it's Issa, but over here there's not going to be Issa because it's in the bittel, but that's exactly gazach.
Right.
Does that make it still, so it goes back that it's still mitzvah lechuli. That's Ricky Vega suffering. The ain la havi rai medive hat senech tzedek hanal midohutzuch lovel betame de Issa noilet chalal Issa trefa mashma de belav hachi haya bottle. After the labasa bittel isa trefus chal alav the ach bittel isa trefus chal alav isa noilad kumo kol ein isa chal al isa the mitli tolik the koi v'al kein mitam hanal the hech the rak aidei ha bittel habitovish yesh matirin lo mikre yesh no matirin. The what is that?
Shiny
the what?
Shiny Hassam.
Oh, okay, thank you. The shiny Hassam. The kevin de ha'isa lo nolad rak betaroves lo havi davishish matirin. Kamoshikasav harama gabe kigas mashenkin benidan dandan. The isa ned the chal miyad. Canal, right? So that, you know, we're going to get to this. The lacha, if the Issa is nolad b'tarovus, that's not called davishish matirin. Del metchila lo haya omis. For example, I had, this is we showing you. I had, let's say, water and there's lemons. So if I squeeze it out, that which I squeeze out on yontif will be nolad, right? But when I squeeze it out, it never was in a separate entity that got mixed up. It came bitarovus in the water. So that's not davishish matirin. As the Rav said, there are two kinds of bittel. There's bittel that's marked to the Issa, and then there's another bittel, right, which is monea the later se Issa. Because since it was nolad bitarovus, it was always mutter. Yet to came to become a kum ata aide ha bittel. Omid lechule lo bottle isa haneda de mikre yeshlo matirim veherech bezeh veshuv hevi de gam hecha te haheta mistaif vak ay de bitl gam kein havidovish yesh matirim mikoma kum hiniach betzorech iyan ayin sham. Okay. So let's do just do the next the pisuk of Ois Vav on this shach that we just did. Ein shach ma shehesig al marshal va'ein b'tshuva space Yaakov shehitzik tivei marshal the shiny nedarim the yesh mitzah b'hatarosim ein sham sheherech b'zeh v'chein tiritz b'minchis Yaakov va'ein ob b'shach shekosel deniris sheyesh lahasos hakelim atchlo yil b'nei yomam. For iron be crazy or placey, shekosev after becoming drabon and also kumokin kosu chomus be pesach havidosha shmatirin afa gavdla acha pesach midrabon and also for iron be chuvus or beno kiveega. You know, it's the Rambam's opinion is, he's what he's references, which we're going to talk about. The Rambam says, we know that chomets is unique in that chomets is not bottle. Ben b'mina, ben b'shein amina. Why is it not bottle? So most Rishonim say that the reason is chumah de Pesach, chumah de chametz. And that's why chametz is nisa mashu, ben b'mina, ben b'shein amina. The Rambam, we'll talk about the other Rishonim later, but the Rambam gives a remarkable reason. The Rambam says the reason chametz is not bottle is because it's a davishish matirin. Because after Pesach, the chametz is going to be mutter. So the question is, which he's asking now, but after Pesach, the chametz is not going to be mutter. It's still going to be asur midrabanan because of that it's a davar sheyesh matir, because it's knas, because it was chametz over Pesach. So he says, you see, since midiraisa it's mutter, even though midrabanan it's asur, it's still called the davar sheyesh matir. ובאמס לניאס דייטי, בלאב הוכי, לא הווי כאן דובר שיש מתירן. לפי מה שכוספתי לקאמון, שם בשם הגוין בעל צמח צלח ודודי ביהודה, דהודו דובר שיש מתירן לא בוטל, היינו לעניין אכילה. דמונו שחמה שיוכל היום, לא יוכלו למחר. אם כן אכילה זו שרוצו לאכל היום, באיסו, יוכל למחר בהתר. אבל לעניין טילטול, לאיזה צורך לא שייך דבר של שבטיון, שהוא יוכל לטלט לו היום וגם למוחו, אין שם. אם כן, הוא הדין גם בזה, דו לא הווי דבר של שבטיון, דו יוכל להשתמש בכלי זה היום וגם למוחו, ואם כן השימש שרוצה להשתמש בו היום בכלי זו אין לו מתירן. So he gives another reason, which is what a famous tzlach. The tzlach says that of course this tzlach should offhand depend on Rashi and the Ram. But according to Rashi, if the reason is kevishet tochlen beisa tochlen beheta, so the tzlach argues that's only b'achila, because I can only use it one time, right? I can eat, you can have your cake. You can't have your cake and eat it too, right? That's this principle. But if it's something like a kli, it's a shaila where a kli is muksa. So it says that we don't say that's davar sheyesh matirin. Why? Because a kli can be used many times. So it's not kevish shachlan beisnas. Why use it now? Wait till tomorrow, right? Why eat it now? Wait till tomorrow and eat it. But he says that's by achila, but by kli. The hishtamshus that I could have had now, I'm not going to have tomorrow. That's a different hishtamshus. So on the hishtamshus, it's not a davar sheyesh matirin. And the kli can be used over and over again. So that's not, you can't say, there's not one discrete use, you know, for this kli. So the tzlach says, that's not called a davar sheyesh matirin. So the Pesachei Teshuva says, the same svara of the tzlach by the kli of muksa would apply also this shaila about kelim by cooking, because I don't just want to cook one time. I could cook many times with it. So therefore, it should all be called. That's not called davar sheyesh matirin. A different svara. You know, this shaila comes up. The Yad Yehuda has this shaila. What if a person? It's something that happens to us all the time. Let's say a person is mesupik. He doesn't remember when he finished eating, right? So he doesn't remember whether it's. Well, you know, the time has passed, whatever it is, an hour, 3 hours, 6 hours, whatever your minig is, right? So, is that called, so you, what would be the loch? Offhand you say, it should be mutter because it's a suffix rabban lukulu, right? But others say, no, it's not a suffix rabban lukulu, because it's a davar sheyesh matirin. So you don't remember whether I have to wait, whether I finished, you know, whether there's another hour to go, right, as a marshal. Okay, so wait another hour. And that's a davar sheyesh matirin. So many poskim paskin that's not a suffix rabban lekula. However, the Yad Yehuda says he says it's not a davar sheyesh matirin because he quotes this tzlach, and he says just like the tzlach says by kli, that's not called a davar sheyesh matirin because there are many hishtamshus. You know, many times you could use this kli. It's not by like by achila one time. And true, but the issue that we're dealing with here is achila. Can I eat this? You know, I had a fleishik meal. I don't remember 6 hours, but I'm dying to eat this ice cream sandwich. I'm trying to personalize this for me, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, is that a suffix you say that's such a bonus, that's just material. So he says, no, but there's more than one ice cream sandwich. There's a cheesecake also waiting there, right? So it's not like one discrete thing. So you're like the kli, he argues. So that's, according to the tzlach, that should be mutter. I mean, one could argue, is that exactly like the tzlach with the kli or not? But anyhow, that's the psak of the Yad Yehuda.
Once we're saying that, so then I don't really hear the chiluk between achila and kli at all anymore, because the achila that I could do right now is different than the achila I could do in an hour from, meaning, or in this case, like, why is it a difference?
But this achila that I'm doing, right? The normal davar shirish matirin is it's a suffik beitza.
Right.
That's it's a vada beitza, but I mean it's suffik nola, right? Yeah. This beitza. So, I mean, I can only eat this egg one time. It can only be eaten once. Once it's consumed, it's gone. So I can eat it now. I can eat it later without any problems at all. So right. Why eat it now? Eat it later. But you can only eat it once.
Right.
But the tzlach hag is by a kli. You know that I'm not using this kli now, but I could use it later on. You know. I could use it later, but this hashtamshus is lost. It's not just one unique use of this kli.
That eating this beitza now is lost. No, I'll never be able to eat the beitza now.
He's saying if you're hungry now. I'm not going to be hungry later.
You would eat a different egg.
That's something else.
No, that's what
Rebbe said. No, egg. But this egg can only be eaten once.
Okay, but using this kli, we're saying that hashtamshus will never be able to do.
Right.
We could just say that, okay, well, this ishtamshus is the same as this ishtamshus, or this...
But you can only eat the egg one time. I understand what you mean. You say, I'm hungry now, I might not be hungry later on. Yeah, it's not the same. I mean, one could disagree with the tzlach.
The Buddha is bringing it up to...
Right.
Even by...
By achila, I understand. Right. Because he's talking... I'm saying one could disagree with this. But you see, the Yad Yehuda is saying... It's there are those who disagree with this Yad Yehuda. That's obviously you, but and others. But he's saying that you're like a kli, as a metaphor. I mean, a lot of people just an empty, right? But that's not what he had in mind. Yeah, you want to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. He has here also by mitzvah lechulia lay a chiluk between neder. We'll see later on. Does the Bishrei Tshuva talks about a chiluk between neder and shvua? No. Okay, we'll see. So let's just continue in the Ramah. How to tov shirish matirin eino bottle. Hainu dafka im ha'isa be'en. O sheyesh adayin mamosus ha'isa betarovis. Aval tamo batal. V'chein im ein isura machmas atzma batal v'chein chtiche shlo nimlecha betoch kimel yomim. Afa pi sheyesh omen de mikvi dov sheyesh matirin. De hol umateres litzli. Afilu hochi betela de ein isura ela... Machmas dam habaluaba. So here, what does Ramos say here? The Ramos says that when, for example, let's say I have a piece of meat that wasn't nimlach, right? And I'm not sure whether it was nimlach or not, and it got mixed up with others, right? So. Or just this piece of nimlach, I'm not sure if it's nimlach. I know it wasn't nimlach, right? So, is that called the dov shirish matirin? What? So it shouldn't be bottled. Because there's an eitzah, I could do the melicha. Or even if it's after 3 days, I could do still tzli. I could, right? And get rid of the blood. But is that called the dov shirish matirin? So there are more paskins that's not called dov shirish matirin. Why is it not called? Because it's the chticha per se is mutter. The only shaila is about the blood inside it. By Balua, you don't say what? Dov shirish matirin. Why? because the svara is that I'm not being mata this balua. I'm just eliminating the balua, either through alicha, through tzli, right? So this is the salach of the Ramah. So the obvious question to ask, which the Taz here does ask, is these two Ramahs are exactly next to each other. The Ramah before, quoting the Rashba, he doesn't quote it, but we know it's a Rashba, says that by Kalim are not called a Davashir Shmatirim. Why?
Hotzos.
Because of Hotzos. But absent that, it would be a Davashir Shmatirim. Why is it a Davashir Shmatirim at all? It's an Issa Balua. And that's an extra more. So the Taz is this question. Ella Mach, you see, Oyst Yud in the Taz. Ella Machmus Dam Habalua Ba. Dovizia Kosovitois Chatas. Beshem. Trumas Adeshin. Hetika Beis Yosef, Ube Emes Lo Kosov Tamze, Sham Lahata Mikoch Baluva, Elder Lohavi Doshish Matir Mikoch, Shein Haheta, Lamasha Haya Osso, Tahainu Bisho, Vesim Sham, Afiluch Ticha Havuya. So he gives a different reason. In other words, the thing that you want to do with it is to mevashel this meat. I can no longer mevashel this meat because tzli will only, I can only do tzli on this. If I'll cook the meat, it'll be you'll be mavli the dam inside the basar, and then it's you can't be matured afterwards. So it's a different v'sim sham v'afiluch ticha ruyel eskabit b'teila kem de ein kan ela isa balua nimtzudol v'hani svarazu de isa balua ela levatel shlotiach ticha ruyel eskabit. Lola Vatal Davashish Matin. Vimkina Markosov Shambato de la Harif, Havila Davashish Matin, Kemchiesh Loheta, Litzli, Da Filula Harif, Mutumitam, the Lohavi Rak Isa Balua. Vesukos Alabamor, Kant Amai, this is what I'm looking for now. Kamai came to Hutsuk Losses Tam, Gabi Kli, Vishum Tsorho Tsors, Velo Omahatam, Lohavil Ela Isa Balua. So he asks, the Ramah is source himself. The Ramah is looking for a reason why by Kalim it's not a Davashir Shmatir, and it says because it's, you know, Tzorach Lahotzi Hotzos. He should say, like the Ramah says over here, that it's not a Davashir Shmatir, because by Nisa Balua you don't say Davashir Shmatir, just like he said by the Dam. So the Nira da Ramah Kosov Dram Elo Alpiha Isa Veheta, the Klisha Nesab Amlias Isa Venisar Bacheris. Bottle below Alpha Pisha Evshala Hagilan, below Mikre Dovashish Matirin, Lesser Kulam, Achi Agilam, Miachish Ain Isurim Bikufam, Logor Mibiria Shlema, Shinesha Ide Blias Blia, Ubiyodeh b'vay b'shem and kufch avhei b'shem havashba b'shem tzorach hotzor akal l'shana havi lefnecha al din hakli base tamim v'al ken kosav amar t'chil l'gabi kli tamim shel havashba l'ilma m'menu klal d'lo niku d'avishir shmetir b'midi d'tzorach hotzor b'chol malka v'acha kach kosav gabi chticha shelo nimlecha d'lo shayach hay tamim kosav bo tam acher shel isa v'heta shim ipnei balua. After Torah Schatas Kosov Dovazer B'Shem Torah Habayis V'Zemenesh Shetokva Olav Mishnoso Tor B'Mara Mokum Avel. Anyhow, all right, but so the task goes on, right? So, but offhand, it's unless the task is saying The Ramah is giving two separate reasons, right? But offhand, there's a blatant stira, as the Taz is, between these two halachas. By Balui, he quotes a Rashba about Hotzos. And then by Balui, you never say Davashir Shmatirin. And the Svara is clear why you wouldn't say it, it's not so clear. But the obvious reason is, by Balui, you're not being Mata the Issa. You're only separating the Issa from that which contains the Issa. So why is Kalim, does he have to give this reason, as opposed to what? As opposed to the other Rama.
You say that he's holding like Rashi, so then the Nidon is really the Kli. So you could say that, like Rabbi said, there's two types of
Davishesh material.
So the one that it's not an Isser Belua because using the Kli, I mean, how far do you go with
the... You say that for the meat, though. The Nidon is the meat.
You could say the same for about the meat, though, right?
Does it have to do with non? Non mekil?
You know, I don't think so, because, I mean, Chanan Bakil, like the Rav said, it for sure would only mean that there's a Dova Machzika Sa'isa, not that it's transformed, it's Hapichli Sa'isa. That's what... I'm going to say something, not the same, but this is what I was thinking. What I was thinking is like this. Based on, remember, when we spoke about Tam Ki'ika, we said it could be that Tam Ki'ika by Kalim, right? The Osamech says this, that the Tam Ki'ika by Kalim may be the Eraisa, right? And who else said that? The Ramban also. Remember, the Ramban says that Hagola, it's just like they made a, you know, just like they had, the Ramban quoted Tfilas Kalim, together with, you know, it's another hachoka, you know, that the Torah has, and not hachoka. Mila was the Lashon of the Ramban, right? So what does the Ramban mean to say? The Ramban says, the Mashba quoted it, we saw, I think, and so I said, did I? I don't know if I quoted it before, I think I did. But you see from that Rashba, in the Torah Sabai, you see from that Ramban, like the Osamech says, that when the Mor says that Gulei Midjan, you know, we can't learn Tam Kik from Gulei Midjan, he says, no, because the Osama, it's not just because Gula Midian was a special Horosha in the Midbar, but no, there is a loch of Tam Ki'ika by a special Isa by Kalim of Tam Ki'ika, because it's also to be Mishtamish with Trefa Kalim. So even if Tam Ki'ika by Oichlim would only be Drabonim, he claims, Tam Ki'ika by Kalim would be the Isa. So you see that there's a separate Isa that's Chal on the Kli. Just like there's a loch, you have to be any compares. Just like if you buy it, mina akum, you have to be toivilikli. So then maybe the halach is Caleb is different than the case of a bli of dam, because by Caleb, there's a separate isa hishdamshish in the kli.
Ramban is limiting it to Caleb.
Yeah, to Caleb. So then that's what if the Ramah holds like that, with this Osameach and so on. So the halacha of Hechsher Caleb is not just a technical thing that through the Gezeres HaKosov is through Hechsher Caleb you extract the Bli from the Kli. You do two things. You extract the Kli through the Kli, and that's matter the Hishtamshus of the Kli. Because there's an Isa Chal on the Kli. Not just because it has a Bli in the Kli, but the Kli itself is awesome. And that's why the Mor says you can't learn, you know, you can't, you know, according to the way the Osmech learns, a Kulei Akum is a Kulei Midyan is a Chiddush. By Kalim, the Hagol is a Matir. So therefore, by Kalim, it's a Davashesh Matir, even though it's a Balua. Yeah.
Is this different than the Ra'ah? The Ra'ah and the Rashba, the Machlokes is about how Eino Ben Yom works. So the Ra'ah says because it's Nisra.
Right.
So why do we have to do a Gala? Because
that's the Torah Sabbath I'm referring to, right.
Oh, so that...
That's where he quotes Ramban. If you continue there, that he quotes this Ramban, that it's like it's a Mila. That's okay. It's a Mila Midi Raisa, just like you have Tfilas Kalim.
I thought the Ra'ah.
Right, but then he quotes
Ramban.
The quotes of Ramban.
Osamaila became, that's the Ra'ah.
Right.
The Rashba would definitely disagree with that.
The Rashba.
The Rashba is saying the Ramban.
But he quotes, is it the Ra'ah, the Redek Abayis?
Yeah.
No, but does he quote the Ramban, the Ra'ah, or does, I think the Torah is Abayis, the Rashba? What I need is that Ramban. The Rebbe, both the Ra'ah and the Rashba, you know? The Rebbe of us all. You know, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Every time I mention Ramban, he's just the most amazing figure, and just what he accomplished. You know, when you think about the school of the Ramban, And you know, the derech that he introduced, really the lamdasha derech, is, you know, I think I told you, did I ever say, the Rav told me once, he said the brisket derech you find in two Rishonim. Demonstrate, and you don't find it in the Ram, because we don't know the Ram's derech per se, right? We've imposed it on the Ram. I mean, the seder of the Ram lends itself to brisket Torah, of course, but he told me once it was the Ramban and the Raivin. But the Ramban is, you know, very few people could go have a debate with a, you know, Meshumid and have the king of Spain, of Aragon, whatever was there, and end up winning the debate. Of course, he had to leave Spain right after that, but alright, for now, that's a purely aside.
Just by the meat, isn't the meat a non-negotiable material just because, meaning, it's not being
matzah
the isser. That's it. It's
right.
It's just like the pleos and the kli. You're not being
matzah
the isser.
No, so I agree. And the same thing would be the kli. So the answer is, but by kli, you are being matzah the isser. Because since it's a mila osu bekelim, midiraisa, so then there's an isser chal on the kli itself. It's not just the balua. It's not just because practically if I use the kli, I'll get stuck and the bli will, you know, will get into the thing. No, the kli itself is osu.
This is definitely not
like the tzlach, because the shamshus of this, you don't have to go with this, but I'm just saying that the shamshus part of this kli could be used at different times, right? Well, that's what the Pesach Tshuva's time is. Right. He's saying, if you hold like the tzlach, it shouldn't be a davar shosh material anyhow. Right. So you're right. This Ramah, I mean, I don't know what the tzlach does, but this Ramah doesn't sound like the tzlach. He should just say Kalim is a different, is an exception.
Right.
Right. He doesn't say that. Unless he's saying Kalim is an exception. But to hear the shayla is not the kli. The shayla is the bli and the kli together with it.
Correct.
You know, so maybe it's different. I don't know, but it's offhand, it's a tain on the tzlach. I mean, if you say, if the Pesach Tshuva says, well, if you have the tzlach, then this Ramah is not a problem. Then, which is, you know, that's a simple, simply, you know, the Ramah was before the tzlach, so, you know, one to think it's a problem for the tzlach. This is the best thing I said on Yerodeo. This fart. This is my favorite. In other words, that by Kalim, there's no, it's not a double shesh material because there's Chal and Isa on the Kli itself. That's with the Ramban and the Osamech. That's my, you hear the trumpets in the background, I don't know, but that didn't help. Anyhow. Right. So I'll just tell you a shayla that halach lama. If you disagree with this, kavyachol, that just I'll tell you a different shayla which I had. This was a, what was that hotel? It was the Granite Hotel, I think. Anyhow, they had certain kalim that got mixed up with, you know, like a few got mixed. About being toivel kalim, I think the shayla was about being toivel kalim. Some kalim that they bought that they weren't toivel got mixed up with kalim, with other kalim that they were toivel. So the shayla is, do we have to make them, which would have been a huge tircha, take all the kalim to the mikveh again and be toivel them? So what would you say about that, shayla? So anyhow, Lemaisa, they knew the Moshels go there to the Granite Hotel this summer. And David Cohen was, you know, he was martyr it. But he was martyr in other stories, but I thought based on my shia, which he obviously missed, that it would be, the Shad Heter is that according to the Ramah, if it's, you know, Hotzor, Betirchob, then we don't say Dosh Yesh Matirin. Right? But that may have been only like, you know, there are two kinds of doshish material. Like I told the Rav said, there's the practical one. That's why he works with old saw, and so on. But here, by if the shaila was whether they were toivah the kli, so the mikvah, you know, this might not be a doshish material because it's only a bli and the kli, and you're not coming to be matir the isu. You're only coming to extract the isu without my ramban, right? But tefillas kalim, they're for sure you'd be matir the isu. There's an isu to mishtamish with the kli, till you're toivel the kli. So maybe in that case, it would be davashish matirin, and hotzols wouldn't make a difference because that would be, according to what the Rav said, that would be like the Baril's case of bringing up the ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim.
Right.
right? And then I'm thinking.
Like a mitzvah?
No, I didn't mean. I was just going to say. And in other words, it's like the because there we said it's mitzvah sebekach. And in terms of the Tircha, that was a different answer, that, you know, going to Yerushalayim is a mitzvah, so being Toivel the Kalim is a mitzvah. Unless you say, they're going to Yerushalayim, the Etzim going to Yerushalayim is the mitzvah, right? Here, being that the Kli should be Toiveled is the mitzvah. Whether schlepping everything to that lake over there in the mountains is a mitzvah, you know. But anyhow, that was the Shaila that came up. At the end, I think what we did was, Rabbi David Kohn thought it would be mutter. I think we also said that those kelim which weren't toiveled, we said they should sell to a goy. You know, as most of them were toiveled, the ones that not toiveled, but we don't know which they were, sell that to the goy, and therefore it wouldn't require tefillah. So I'm not sure whether these were glasses or forks or knives, whatever it was. So to do both, to be toivel everything, would have been an enormous tircha. It was bottom with all the others. They just didn't. Anyhow, that was.
Could one theoretically break a few kilo and say and be tolen on them?
No. What we do, you know, the Maram Ruvta, we say that the few kelim we, you know, when we kasha something or there's bittel, we throw a few away. That's what the Pesach Yeshua says. That was only for the Maram Ruvtenberg. You know this. That you shouldn't say Isakim to his. I mean, I know that people will go to the granite, well, there's no granite anymore for such elevated status, but.
We can't be told it's a Doraisa?
No, you never do that. Uh-huh. Well, only we do that after we have the bittel, so we throw a few away, so you should be netted from it. Some do that. What you have to do, though, that's just to be chsidus or. Right, he just quoted. Didn't we see that he quoted this with the Maharami Wittenberg? Pekot, did you see that? Did we read that just now?
Yeah, we saw it.
Well,
we talked about it last
time. Right, but I saw he just quotes it here. I just saw that.
Did Rasalvich bring a source for it? If my memory serves me correct, then the Rashba just seems like his thiluk is we say hafsid when it's an action versus if it's going to come in mela, then we don't say hafsid. That's
if it's going to come in mela.
Then we say mikulkelis. Then we say Michael miskalkelis. So then it's not a. But one could argue that's not a hafsid. But I'm saying, but if it's an action, then we'll say hafsid because it's a tirchah on the person. So if it's a If it's a tircha for the person, then we won't say it on.
It's not a doshish material.
Yeah, but only if it's action related. But if it's not action related, in other words, it comes with mela, so then we won't say tircha. But I don't remember.
Yeah, but if it happens with mela, where's the tircha? I mean, Shabbos comes or Yanta passes by.
Right.
There are cases of hefset.
Oh well, you can have. We're going to see the next halacha if it's niskalka between that. Yeah, I mean this halacha. Let's just actually read this next halacha. What you're referencing, Yesh Misha Amud the Lo Shayach Tov Sheish Matir Heichet the Hamaycha Miskalkel. Who is this? This is the Mordechai, quoting the Rush. The Pliza, the Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Chayim Kasha Rush Bereish Beitzam Beran. So I mean, often that shaila, whether what would you say that shaila? You know, let's say it's an egg. There was noilet, right? So it got mixed up with others. But if we wait by the next day, we know that the egg's going to get rotten. Is that a dosha shmatir? Because by tomorrow, it won't be edible anymore. Right, so if the reason is like Rashi, right? So it's a practical consideration. It won't be around by tomorrow. But if it's according to the man, that makes it like a min bamino, heta beheta, then maybe that shouldn't be a consideration. Right? Because he says Yesh Mishayma. Others disagree, obviously.
The Ran says it also.
Right, he quotes it from the Ran and the Rashba. I mean, a lot of people agree to this. He the Kivega quotes, Hechesher had Meichem Eskachle, Amal Shabbi Yam Shel Shlomo, Choylek, Choylek Gam, to Gam Zem Mikvi Dov Shesh Matir. What?
Well,
if you
bringing him
around. Yeah,
alright. The guy himself might not hold of it. His thing could be just for the riff.
No, he brings it in his confusion.
Not in Chulin. Maybe when he asked four kashas on.
Alright, but anyhow, there is a machlokes. You see, whenever it says Yesh Misha Oimer, you know, right? It's like the Rambam. Whenever the Rambam says, Venira, you know, with Vivoy Lee, you know, trouble ahead, right? And we're going to get to one of those Rambams right now about Dov Shesh Matir and Bechametz.
Really, I thought that this was Pshat also Mikla Kali Yisura, Beitzah.
Right, if you think it's taking care of the Dov Shesh Matir issue.
Right. Right. I didn't say anyone who said that. I just thought of it.
Right, right. In other words, if Mikla Kali, so if you see if it takes care of, you're right. In other words, what would Rashal do with it? You know, it depends what the Mikla Kali issue is taking care of. Is it taking care of Dov Shesh Matir, or is it taking care of Vatlis Lechatchila? Well, it's got to take care of both, actually, because there are two tainas there, right? So, right, so according to that. Right, you see. Because Dov Shesh Matir. Right, but you see, for Dov Shesh Matir, it is working. Right, because otherwise, why? No, but he's asking with the Gemara. The Gemara says Mikol Kol Yisura.
Right.
So what? Let's say this Baal Shul that the Ruki Vega quotes that it says if it's miskalkel, why is that? That you see, that's not the Rishishma. Why is that different than the case of Muksa?
The Rav Al-Atari says that it's not because it's destroyed or not. Yeah, it's not because it's miskalkel, but rather because it's like an eight, similar to our Blios.
What does the coin say here? Kimoba Beta Kyotsuba. Yud Allah. Yeah, but none of it. With this. About this, Aliyesh Misha Omen to Lo Sharto. The coin doesn't speak about that, does he? No.
The rest of the Hefs.
No, I'm saying on this calculator. You said below Hefsid, right, but it doesn't say
no, I didn't see anyone who says the shot I gave in that Gemara.
No, but he has a good time. According to the Marshal, who says that if it'll be Miskalkel, right, it's still called the Dov Shesh Matir. His cholik on this, Yesh Misha Oimer, the Kivega quotes, what does it do with that sugya in Beitza?
So he would say, like the Rav. The Rav says it's about being the aim. No, because once it's Mikla Kali, then it's not the aim anymore, and you're not being Nedef, Nias, or Bain, and therefore it's. Not Darshish.
He has like a separate thing.
It's not. If it's. In other
words,
he would say by Blios, he's like,
put this in our hand. Right. Oh, okay. You're right. Okay, good. All right. Let's continue now. Kol isha shlo haya lika kol dom shinis arev, continuing the Ramah, have a bottle afa pishu davashish matirin. In other words, if it was nolad b'tarovus, so as I said, the Rav said, you know, there are two bitul, and there's a bitul that's monea the later the isu. If the isu is nolad b'tarovus, mi shenada midova echad finis arev achakach lididei mikri davashish matirin. Because why? Because you can be shoyal on it. To efshel lishol al nidro. So let's just talk about this. So Dovim are called a Dovashish Matirin, because he could be Shoyal on it, right? But the Ramot seems that it's only Dovashish Matirin for him, because he could be Shoyal on it. But let's say I asked this for somebody else, and it got mixed up. For him, it's not a Dovashish Matirin, because he can't be Shoyal on it. Right? So, but, you know, let's just do. I skipped about, you know, nola b'tarovus. Let's just read the shach. Shalohaya nika kagon gigis malaya anavim beutim v'haya bo haba yain solo koldim hashavus mutol likach b'shavus min hayayim afa bishu sheyotze gam atam in hanavim. Others, the wine or whatever it was, or the you know, and the grapes still there, and they're oozing out the juice into this pitcher of grape juice, whatever it is that you have. So that which oozes out on and Yontif is Noilid, and it should be Asa, Muksa. I Doshesh Matirin is not Bottle. That's not called Doshesh Matirin, because it was it emerges immediately into a Tavova, so it's Bottle. The Fishim is Bottle, but Mashi Yotzek Fava Ein Bo Mishim Doshesh Matirin. Mi Ach Shlo Hoya Olav Shem Yain Bifni Atzma, Mi Olam. V'chein Chovetz Melea Anovim Shlemim Emalim HaChovetz B'mayim Lassos Temed V'anovim Mispakim laachas man v'yotze kol hayayin mutol limshel chemenu b'shabes l'shtos l'fisha ma'at yayin sheyotze b'shabes misarich mispatel im hayayin shehoye bo kvar v'lo haya nika pam achas b'fnei atzmo v'yolam v'chen kol kiyotze bo sham. Right? I think I mentioned we spoke about Hilcha Shechita. Right? Did I mention that halach by also Spino? It says if let's say I have it says by, let's assume it's also as Beno. Towards the end. Let's say I shechted the mother, right? And the Vlad was in the herd. I don't know which one it is, right? So the halacha is, it's not bottle. You have to, you know, scatter them and take them to it, right? But there's no bittul. So, why isn't that a dovish? Where's that? Where's this halacha? It relates to something else we did here. Behemish nishchata ima obita hayom finis ava ba'acheras v'tzach lishloch mehem hayom ketz takanaso nich b'shinuv nedinu b'makom kviyusam v'yikach mehem echa v'yishchok d'chol d'parash mevuba parash v'shnam hanasom also lishachta. Right? So one thing you see from here, l'choy zaraya, that you see this is l'choy doshesh matirin. Because also Spinol, don't shecht today, shecht tomorrow. So why it should be a Dovashish Matirin? So it's not bottle because maybe Balichaim not bottle and Dovachoshev. But what about, so you say you make it, so you have called the Posh Mi'uva because you scatter them and it's called the Posh Mi'uva, but still it's a Dovashish Matirin. It's also a Spinol. So you see L'choy from here that when we spoke about this, by called the Posh Mi'uva Posh, do you say, do you say Davishesh Matirin? Like we had Pischa Tshuva at the beginning about it, right? So you see from this halacha. So here, if you look in the Gilim Mashah, he says, So he said, it says it doesn't work because the Shach here says, because it's Bali Chayim Lo Teilim, right? The Shach says here, the Chashim and Adayin, the Chosman Shem Biyachid, Bali Chayim Lo Teilim, Afilo Be'elef. Right. So the Shach asks, so the Gilim Asher asks, "V'ulai davashesh matirin lo mikre came the efshed chiyisha." He says, "Why isn't it the problem of davashesh matirin?" So he says, "Maybe because the efshed chiyia chozav v'nesa im nishchata bita efshed shetolid old v'te'asa b'yom shetishachat bita shniya v'basi of filu ben." Came the kaim the chayv gam bebenov also leel the gam the also the aviv also the ayin the kam the mechusim ma'isa shiny the lo mikra doshesh mitzvah the ayin begilin leel the mitzvah doshesh mitzvah the becoming involved the parish moel came in the eno omer she eno ben so. First of all, you see from here, as the Gilim Asher points out, that you say by Rov, by Dovish, called the Parish, by Dovish, Master of Dovish, Gam, Rov, the Parish, or then it says, the Monashach, E, Achrininino, Ha, Achrininino, Ve'ilo, Achrininino, and with Lo, Aminin, Gam, Ken, Yechvashinu, Ve'naidi, Master of Dovish, Eshem, Retirin, Gam, Rov, the Parish, Eno, Mario, Ubsashi, Shadiba, Bezer, Beshar, Hamelach, Ve'hilchis, Yontif, Pays, Mehilchis, Yontif, the iron by Mashikos Begillion have a more common sof simon kuf beis. Shuva isi bepsichel hilchus yontif, besefer prima godum, kosa bisvara de rov, de porish, davi rubo, de isa kaman, efsha odif mishai rov, umoyal af bedoshish matirin. Right? He quotes from the prima godum. Because, as we said, because kol de porish muba porish, is a biru, so it's not that this proves that this is not the Issa. Vayin Shah Hamelech B'shem Ma'ashal the Dovashish Matim Tzoch Trey Ruba Yivayin Sham Shuv Matzai Zidah Dvam Betzlach Beitza. Okay.
He's saying that we do say
Tavishish Matirin
by Kol
Parish. So he's saying that you do. I don't know what the Tzlach says, but we saw at the beginning. And then the other issue: why don't you say that it's Nolid V'Tavovis because I shechted it? So the answer is just like Tavishish Matirin is bottle, let it be bottle. Even the things that are not bottle, if it's Nolid V'Tavovis works. So here, let it be bottle because it's Nolid V'Tavovis in the herd. So the answer is an obvious answer. What's the obvious answer? That's not called the Tavovis. It's of course Tavovis because it's Tavachosho or yeah. Bale Chaim. That's all I wanted to say. Okay.
Wouldn't
the fact that
it's not, meaning, wouldn't the fact that it's
Tavachosho
be not
the
anyway? Oh, then we would say
called the Parshim.
It's not
true
from the beginning.
Right, but so to
call
the
Parshim
Muba Parish works, but
when it's. No, but it's not a Tarov, meaning, why would it be called?
No, I'm just saying. We're saying it's called the right. We're saying it's of course Tarovis, right? But notice, if you say just like this halacha here, that Tavish, those things are not bottle. But if it's Nolid B'Tarovis, it works. So eat Balechaim, even though it's not bottle. Let if it's Nolid B'Tarovis work also. The answer is there's a difference in Tavish Yesh Matirin and what and Balechaim. Tavish Yesh Matirin is not bottle. Is halacha not that there's no Tarovis, just that in the Chalois Bittel it doesn't work. Correct. But Bale Chaim in that bottle is because they're Dovah Choshev, Bale Chaim. And therefore it doesn't create a Tavovis, so it was never Nolid but Tavovis.
So isn't that a Shaila on that Mahalach? Because we do say Kol Parash by Bale Chaim, so isn't that true that's not Kas Tavovis?
And Kol Parash Mubhid is not Tavovis.
Sorry, what?
That's not Tavovis. The Kol Parash Mubhid is a Loch of Rov. That's the loch of Nolad B'Tarovis.
Rov has nothing to do with Tarovis there?
No, I mean, we create a Rov. It is a real Rov once they get scattered, right? Because we know there was only one. Also, we know all the rest of the herd were not. So we can assume the one we're taking. Right, that's not loch. That Tarovis means the loch of Bittel. Knows that if it's Nolad B'Tarovis, it was never Nolad. You know, the Eastern Net was never Chal because it was B'Tarovis, like this halacha by Gigas, right? I'm just saying, that halacha doesn't apply to Bali Chaim. So I'm asked, because it was Nolad, you don't, it's different than a Bali Chaim in that bottle, and Tovish Shematun is not bottle. Tovish Shematun is not bottle, it's a Chaloy Spittle, but there is a Tarovis. Bali Chaim, a herd of Bali Chaim, is not a Tarovis at all, so it's not called Nolad B'Tarovis. Right? All right. I think I'm just going to stop here. I have to go get the. So, Belita, we're on next week. What is a good time for you?
11
Okay.